Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your word that speaks of abundant life, your word that speaks of community, that calls us and challenges us to live as one and not as individuals. We pray that we may hear it and know it as the truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There was a little first grader who, probably like a lot of typical first graders, really hated the hot lunches in the school cafeteria. So often he would just go hungry and wait until he got home that afternoon to have a bite to eat. And one day, they had peanut butter sandwiches as the main course. And the little boy was so delighted that he went marching up to the cafeteria manager and said, "At last, we get a home-cooked meal around here." Now, when I say home, I'm sure many of you are conjuring up images. Perhaps it's images of home-cooked meals, smells, snapshots of home life, or even the homes that you've lived in. Perhaps some of you are thinking, "Oh boy, my house is really a mess right now." Or perhaps some of you even may be thinking of the fact that home was not necessarily a safe place for you, and that you missed out when you were growing up. We have to admit, home does not have positive images for all people. I find it hard every Mother's Day and Father's Day when I do prayers for those service, because I know that for some people, those days remind them of parents who were less than perfect or even destructive. But I think probably for most of us, home conjures up positive images. And I bring this up because today we hear Jesus talk about home. What is the corral and the gate for a sheep? It's its home. We hear Jesus talk about home, and he is the doorkeeper. I'm trying to put it in modern day lingo, since most of us have not kept sheep. It's a place where people are known, and where they can come and go at their own free will. It's a place where people generally feel that they are taken care of. And what Jesus wants those he is speaking to, and us, to know is that we can have a home in God. In this vast universe, that might boggle the mind to think of having a home in God. Yeah, right. But we can have a home. We can have a home in this one who created it all. Like the little boy, we can find home in the wild confines of the cafeteria. Some of you may ask, how? How do we find a home in something as abstract as God? You find it by making your home in God. I remember when we bought our house 4 years ago. It's hard to believe it was 4 years already. It was a foreign place to our family. It was a foreign place to our little dog, Kenzie. And we had to put our things in it. Kenzie had to see the new patterns and sift the new smells and make them normal for him. But then it slowly became home to us. And the same is true for making a home in God. We have to set it up. We have to live in it. And we do that. We do that by talking to God, being with God, spending time with God, working to feel comfortable and close to God. We do it by worshiping God. All these years, it's still amazing to me. When I take communion to those who have been out of the church for a while, I mean, because they're homebound. And often during the service, they will tear up. Because when they take that bread and that cup, they have that sense of being home. They are home and God and Jesus is feeding them. And they are overcome by it. I love how one mother did it for her children. How she helped them to, and herself, to build a home in God. Now we all ask the question, how was your day today? Or what did you do today? If we ask our kids, they say, nothing. Well, she had a different way of asking that question. As she tucked each of her children in at night, she would ask them, where did you meet God today? And they'd tell it, one by one. A teacher helped me. There was a homeless person in the park. I saw a tree with lots of flowers on it. And she tells him where she met God, too. And before the children drop off to sleep, the stuff of this day has become the substance of their prayer. But it's also become the recognition that they have been with God and God has been with them. God is not out there. God is within and around them. Because they've seen God during the day. Whenever and wherever we create that sense of being in God's presence and God being in our presence, we create home. And this can happen even in stressful situations as well. The spiritual writer Joyce Rupp shares the following Ethiopian legend about a shepherd boy as an illustration of finding a home in God even in stressful, difficult times in life. One night, Elimeo, a shepherd boy, was stranded on a frozen mountain, clothed only in a thin wrap. When he arrived back home, the villagers were amazed that he had survived for so well. And when asked to explain, he said, the night was bitter. When all the sky was dark, I thought I would die. Then far off, I saw a shepherd's fire on another mountain. I kept my eyes on that red glow in the distance, and I dreamed of being warm, of sitting in front of that fire. And that is how I had the strength to survive. Hope is the home within us, the home where God lives, the home where God abides. That's the strength at being home in God. We can survive anything, even a bitter night on a mountain. That's the power of having God's Son as the doorkeeper. Now, many will tell us to find our home in other things. And we all know who they are. I've said them plenty of times. Gadgets, money, big house, and so on, and so on, and so on. But those are all the false shepherds that Jesus talks about climbing in through the windows. Rather than coming through the front door where Jesus, the doorkeeper, is. How appropriate, I think. And I really didn't think this up. It's one of those things about it just happens, and then you think, yeah, God made this happen this way. How appropriate it is that we're ordaining deacons today. Because their task is that of being the shepherds for the church. They are the caretakers. Listen to the job description, again, of the deacons. The office of deacon as set forth in Scripture, and you can find it in Acts, is one of compassion, witness, and service after this example of Jesus Christ. Persons of spiritual character, honest repute, of exemplary lives, brotherly and sisterly love, sincere compassion, and sound judgment should be chosen for this office. It is the duty of deacons, first of all, to minister to those who are in need, to the sick, to the friendless, to any who may be in distress, both within and beyond the community of faith. The deacons work to create a home for us and for those outside the church. They are the supporters, the caregivers, the nurturers. But we all have a hand in that. They lead us, they guide us in those things. But we also have a hand in it. But before we can have a hand in it, we need to find our own personal, individual home in God. We need to find the shepherd's fire in our own lives and focus in on it before we can offer that vision to others. Have you come home? Or are you still trying to find home? Now, Google Map might show the home. This home is 158 Central Avenue, still in New Jersey. But really, if you want to find your true home, talk to God.